on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply. At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Wait a minute, what am I doing? Two men in a one. Two friends from film school, one who graduated, one who did, and they decided to make a podcast. Okay, this has never been done before, right? Okay. This is Matthew and Harrison's Two Men in a Movie. It's not what it sounds like.
Getting a gun for Christmas.
Why?
I don't know. I don't choose gifts. You don't choose gifts. Like, I'm not buying myself a gun for Christmas, but I'm getting...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We were just talking about this. I got myself a Kindle. That's my personal Christmas gift.
Oh, your gift to yourself was the Kindle. Okay, but...
One of my family members' gifts to me is gun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, but when you start the sentence with, I'm getting a gun for Christmas... I'm going to think you're buying.
I'm receiving a gun for Christmas.
Okay.
There we go.
You are being given a gun.
I'm being given the great and terrible power over human life that a gun represents.
It's illegal for me to own a gun. So.
Oh, it's fun. You can borrow mine if you want to do something.
Nope.
Shoot a CEO or something, become a saint. I imagine this will lead to me just announcing every so often, I have a gun. More because, like, I mean, what else do you do? It's gonna sit in a fucking, like, locked box unless, like, I go to a range, which I enjoy doing, or like someone breaks into my apartment. So, two, like, one very little chance, and one maybe every 2 months chance, right?
Okay,
so just sitting there.
I have never shot a gun,
really.
Never,
I've shot in a lot of guns.
Nah, dad never likes them, like, dad never liked them, and it wasn't a thing that I did growing up. And now that I'm an adult, because it was never a thing I did growing up, I don't care.
Me and my friend Brian like to go
Fuck yeah.
to the range sometimes. I always borrowed his, but now I will have a gun, which I will announce. Hey, can I have the rest of your brisk? No. I have a gun.
Okay.
Not even like threatening. I'm just going to proclaim the fact I have one.
Okay.
I feel like it gives me I feel like I'm finally going to be a first class citizen in this country.
I'm happy for you.
Because, you know, like, if you don't have a gun in America, what are you?
I don't know. Okay.
How am I supposed to shoot the Blue Cross CEO?
I thought it was United Medical.
Yeah, but the Blue Cross just announced that they're not doing, like, they're not paying for anesthesia on surgeries.
Oh, shit.
So.
Shit.
Going to be a great Christmas. I'm excited. For the first time in a long time, like, I'm excited to see the news.
I can't wait for you to be excited and tell your therapist why you're excited. And you're going to be like, because I got a gun.
I have a gun. I am a challenge in therapy and I have a gun.
That's great.
Welcome to the Two Men in a Movie podcast, where each week one man shows another man a movie he can't believe he hasn't seen. As always, I'm your gun having in the future, Matthew Olenchek. We'll redo that again when I have it. It'll be much longer. It might just be the entire intro. It's just me shouting it over and over again, stomping around like a toddler on Christmas. Joined by, as always, by my wonderful, not allowed to have a gun by the state. Work husband Harrison Poole, how are you, babe?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. Kind of dismayed to find out this year has been a year of revelations.
Yeah.
And I can add another one to the list, folks. Harrison hates Christmas. Hates Christmas.
I don't even first off, this movie is not Christmas.
It might be my favorite Christmas movie. That's the thing that towards the end I'm like, I could watch this every year and I'd be happy.
That's a take. Your favorite?
Maybe
Christmas
not my
movie.
Favorite, but you know, like a staple one.
Sure.
This is one I could watch every year, and I like as a joke, like the Star Wars Christmas special.
Sure.
Which like has its moments, but is, I mean, I'll admit, is insufferable. Okay. This was like, I'm like, this is a good Christmas movie. This is a fine. I went in. It's like a Hallmark movie, right? Like actually,
no, it's a Netflix original.
Like a Netflix original movie. I was going in expecting like a Hallmark movie, which is to say a bad movie, and I was presented with a good movie. And I think the difference is that it starts off being just self-aware enough to like give it that space to operate in, while not being too like ironically self-aware that you lose the charm of it.
I will say that I liked this movie more than I thought I would. I also was not expecting this movie. I don't know why, but the movie's called Hot Frosty, and I literally wasn't expecting it to just be the story of Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah.
But it's a Hallmark rom-com.
It's a Hallmark rom-com, Hot Frosty.
I don't know what about that I was expecting any level of subversion expectations.
It looks better than every modern Marvel movie.
I hate the way this looks.
What do you mean?
Everything is too... It's too clean.
Yeah, that's what Christmas movies are like.
No.
The only times things are dirty are when they're supposed to be like, this is really dirty, and they make it look really dirty, like New York and Elf.
No, it feels artificial in a way that Hallmark movies feel.
Yeah, so do the puppet ones. Those feel artificial too.
No, but they're puppets and they have charm. But movies like...
This man has charm. I was expecting to hate this guy just because I'm not a big fan of rom-coms usually, or like, ooh, hunky. Like, as soon as I saw the carved snow nipples, I'm like, I hope this actor can like make this sufferable. Uh-huh. And no, he was actually pretty charismatic.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he pulled it off.
He was a good actor, which I was not expecting.
No, he pulled it
off. I was expecting hot actor, not necessarily good actor. And I'm like, oh, we got like both.
No, it's... I don't like the way it's... I'm trying to think of an example. I mean, the only other examples I can think of are shot on film and they have like a more film look, and that's why they look as quote unquote like gritty is the wrong word, but like gritty adjacent. Like Elf doesn't look clean to me.
Yeah, well, Elf also had a huge budget. Like making things look natural, as we know from being in film school, takes time, effort,
no,
and money.
1,000%. And when you're on these types of productions, it is a moving train.
They had like four sets? Five.
The diner.
Her house.
Her house. The...
Six sets.
The police station.
Because the store.
The school. The store.
And the square.
The square. Are there any other... I mean, there's mini sets with it. Like, there's her... The furnace, the boiler, the basement boiler room.
Yeah, you get that when you get the house, though.
But that's a different set with a different setup.
With the budget they have, it wouldn't surprise me if they just found a basement. They might have bought the heater and
maybe
stuck it
okay,
in there.
Okay. I'm trying to think, is there any the one scene, the neighbor's house for one scene? So that's...
Oh yeah.
And then that, are we counting outside as one, like all of outside as one location?
Yeah, that's like it's all in like the same area. Literally, it's all in that town square.
I get why it looks the way it does. It was made, I don't know the budget of this movie, but it was probably made for a low mid-sized budget, over under 10 mil.
I'm gonna look this up.
Okay, you're gonna look it up? Like, and it's, I don't know, everything... everything just looks too squeaky clean and in focus, and like, in focus is a... not the actual thing I'm complaining about. There's just an artificiality to it that I don't like. With that being said, I got used to it the further it went. It was just when they were first in the house and when he was first showing up, it really bugged me.
You have like no budget information.
Okay.
No one knows how much it cost.
Okay, well.
I mean, maybe it had some like bigger names.
Who's, I mean, Lacey Chabert and Craig Robinson are probably the two biggest names.
Who?
The lead and the sheriff.
Oh, the sheriff, Daryl. I was just calling him Daryl. I don't actually know his name.
His name in the movie is Nate.
Yeah.
And so you're just calling him Daryl?
I was like, oh, the guy that plays Daryl.
Oh, the guy who plays Daryl.
The guy who plays Daryl.
Sure.
Is that, and then Boyle from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes.
They were both in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Is there a Brooklyn Nine-Nine connection?
I don't know. But I was thinking that too when I was watching that. Also, there's the ones where I'm just gonna jump ahead a little bit to the thing that I thought would piss me off, but they actually kind of pull it off a little bit, where all I did was roll my eyes with a smile. Where they show the Lindsay Lohan movie, and then Lacey Chabert is like, oh, she looks like a girl I went to high school with. And I'm just like, and I thought I would hate that so much.
I don't get it.
It Mean Girls.
She's in Mean Girls?
Lacey Chabert and Lindsay Lohan were both in
Mean Girls. Oh, okay.
She's Gretchen from Mean Girls.
Oh, she was Eliza Thornberry.
Yes.
She's in a lot of Bratz movies.
Interesting.
Oh, she's like the brat. She's Casey's voice actress.
Yeah, she's also in like a billion Hallmark movies.
She's in Beverly Hills Chihuahua. She's in, she's done nothing since 2018.
Lacey Chabert?
What's the last big movie she did?
She's done like a dozen Hallmark movies since then.
Yeah, she did, in 2017, she did All I Want for Christmas Is You as a voice direct to video. In 2018, she did Jane in a short film.
Okay.
And then she did Hot Frosty 6 years later.
No, she did. She's in there next to Haul Out the Holly. Well, she's in Haul Out the Holly as the lead. And that was 22.
Is it?
And
I don't see it here. And she was in
the sequel, Haul Out the Holly Lit Up. That was 23.
Oh, it's under television.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Because they're TV movies.
That's still, you know, if I'm looking at television, I'm expecting like a. She plays Supergirl in Harley Quinn?
Yeah.
She's a MILF.
Were you hopeless? Does this follow the trend?
No.
Damn, we got
not hopelessly.
We got some record breaking movies coming.
Not hopelessly falling in love.
Okay.
Probably still fall in love. I'm just not head over heels, you know.
Sure.
She's got an element of danger to her.
Look at you. You're bucking trends.
Someone has to. I don't want to become the like, because I don't want to become solely the like every MILF in every movie I want to fuck guy. Like, you become the I hate every holiday movie guy.
I don't hate every holiday
movie. We're two for two.
I like most holiday movies. I don't even
unproven.
I don't even hate this one. I just didn't love it. I liked it more than I thought I would. It's like a 4. It has enjoyable moments. It's just
a little cringe. I will at least, if you give it a 5, I'll still look down on you, but I'll let it slide.
What? I am judging based on...
I think it should at least be no strong feelings either way. A 4 is starting to go negative. A 6 is starting to go positive.
I have soft negative. You know what? If it's a 5, it's a soft 5.
I'll accept a soft 5.
Okay. I didn't hate it. I didn't even... I do kind of dislike it, but I don't...
You're like, this movie isn't worth $15. Like, I don't know.
That movie is not worth $16.
If I could buy a Blu-ray at a $16, I would.
You're insane.
So I can watch it each year.
You're insane.
It's a fun movie.
Sure, it was fun.
It was a fun Christmas movie. Even stirred my emotions a bit when he was dead. I was like, oh, and that don't happen too much, all right? Maybe you just got a Christmas spirit.
How sober are you right now?
Dead. I have to drive to the grocery store. It's killing me.
Oh, damn. Well,
I watched this dead sober. Also, I couldn't watch it like half. I couldn't figure out how to get on the app to watch it at my normal ridiculous speeds. So I watched like most of this movie at normal speed until I was like Googling how to watch it faster just so I'd make it in time. So I watched this dead sober at normal speed. And I'm like, this is a fun Christmas movie.
I agree. It is a fun Christmas movie. It is not a movie I will ever choose to watch again. It is a movie that if someone else chooses to watch, I will not complain one even tiny bit.
Hasn't Eve seen this?
No.
I'm going to ask her to watch it. I hope she gets really into it. I hope this is your Five
she
Nights
hates
at Freddy's.
This type of shit.
I hope this is your Five Nights at Freddy's. I'm excited for that episode. That'll be a good episode.
Oh, are we doing a Five Nights at Freddy's?
Of course
episode?
We are.
Hell yeah!
That's what I was talking about earlier, where it's a movie that I personally hate, but have to acknowledge there's nothing wrong with it. I just very personally hate the movie.
Sure.
I think it's a wonderfully well-made movie. I think I love the animatronics. I can genuinely say the animatronics were a highlight.
I think
the music was fantastic.
Five Nights at Freddy's might be the world's greatest 4 out of 10. Like,
yeah, I'd give it a 4 out of 10. That's a movie I'd give a 4.
It is a 4 out of 10, but with a light.
Which is why this has to be 5 out of 10, because this is better. This was better than fucking Five Nights at Freddy. Yeah. It does everything it sets out to. I there was not enough killing in Five Nights at Freddy.
You know what? I'll give Hot Frosty a soft five for delivering expectations.
It delivered everything it needs to do. It does. I'm still angry that we saw like one shadow of a murder in Five Nights at Freddy's. I wanted like actual chomping happen.
Okay. God damn.
We gotta talk about this movie.
Do we though?
I don't think there's too much plot we need to talk, but the plot's simple. It's a Hallmark movie. I mean, I can sum it up.
Go for it.
Very, very fast. I was expecting it to take forever, which was going to be agonizing. First 5 minutes, there's this woman. We learn that her husband dies of cancer, but you see his picture. House is falling apart. She's a wreck. She owns a little cute diner, which doesn't look like it works. It's hell to work at because it's a Hallmark town, so everyone's nice to you. I work at this diner. She goes to like bring lunch to her friends because everyone knows each other in the small town. And there's like, you'd be too busy with Christmas. And then she's like, oh, you know, you should find yourself a new husband. Here's a scarf. It's the scarf I wore when I found my husband. Because her husband's definitely a snowman.
Wait.
Her husband's definitely...
The old lady's husband?
I think he's a snowman. He looks kind of like a not hot snowman. And like, they're always like, wink. And she's like, good on ya. Like, I think he was a former snowman.
Okay.
And then she goes to look at all the cool people. And all the cool... There's a snow sculpture. And she's looking at them all. And there's like a really hot one. Like, uncomfortable. Like, the nipples are carved.
Like frozen Mr. Tumnus in Narnia.
Yeah, it's not. It's weird.
Yeah,
it's weird that someone made it. If I saw it at the festival, I wouldn't be like, "Though, why did you do this?" I'd be like, "Someone's a freak." But she puts a scarf on him. Turns out he's the Hot Frosty. He comes to life. He runs around naked, steals some clothes. He can learn anything from TV. If he watches TV, he can do it. He's a quick learner. He fixes like everything in town. Everyone loves him except the black cop who no one respects. So the African-American cop that no one respects.
Yeah.
And his white partner, which everyone likes. I think it sounds a little racist. He's like, there's crime in this town and I have to solve it because he does not realize he's in a Hallmark movie. But he's a piece of pig that he should be shot. He's like 100% cop fascist.
Yeah.
He's after this guy. He throws on the Hot Frosty. He does a whole like school, helps with the school. Bunch of horny old women give him to help with the school dance.
The middle school
Everyone
dance,
loves him. He dances with the girl. They fall in love. He gets arrested for streaking. Everyone's like, no. He gets put in jail.
When he first, like,
yeah, yeah. He was naked because he was a snowman. They didn't carve the dick.
He was naked and he yeah. And he like fell through and broke the glass of the
somehow.
Yeah, right. Of the clothing shop owned by the old couple.
And he just took it. They already forgave him. He bought new glass with the woman's credit card. And so he starts dying because he's melting, but he's brought back by true love and everyone's happy and they go to Hawaii. It's the story of a woman falling in love with a mentally challenged individual. She falls in love with like a kid.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, kinda.
Yeah, he's a.
But he has kid innocence, but he doesn't really have kid brain. Like he speaks like an adult. He doesn't know a lot because it was his first day.
He speaks like a middle school to high schooler.
Toward the end, he's almost like. Toward the end, he speaks pretty.
Like, he has his moments of clarity, which tie into a theory of mine, which I'll reveal towards the end of the episode. But he's like, how do I kiss a girl? Can you show me how to dance?
See, that stuff annoyed me.
It didn't annoy me. I'm just like, woman, you're like a MILF. Like, maybe if you're like a college student, it'd be a bit okay. You're like a woman. He's a hot man who's has the soul of a boy. It's the same way I feel about Elf.
Okay, go for it.
I mean, it's not too much. Like, I like Elf. But it's the same thing where, like, I like most Christmas movies. But it's the same thing where, like, I'm like, Zoe, you're fucking a child. Zoe, you're fucking an actual child. Do not fuck the elf. It should be illegal.
Is outside of the him asking about dancing and kissing, he never rang. I mean, he rang his childlike energy, but he rang as like a fairly like a simple but intelligent person, like a himbo. He more to me outside of that like specific part translated like a himbo to me.
I think you're calling more into my secret theory.
What is your secret theory? Just get it out now because I don't want to. I don't want to forget.
He's Christ.
What?
He's Jesus Christ.
Okay.
He doesn't know anything, but he innately knows that like stealing's wrong and people should be punished for their sins. Right. He's a carpenter. He dies, comes back to life. He is persecuted by the local authorities.
You know what? You're obviously more of a fan of this than I am.
Yeah.
I also don't hate this movie. You know what? I'm fine with giving it a soft five. I don't
it was,
entirely
it's fine. I laughed when it wanted me to laugh.
I didn't, but. To me, it was hokey and cringy.
Yeah,
and
that's what a Christmas movie should be. Is hokey.
And it should not be cringy.
It's not cringy.
It is cringy.
It's not cringy.
It's very cringy. I cringed a few times.
I think this is a personal failing of you.
How is it? What?
This is not cringy.
This isn't.
It's a heartwarming tale of a snowman getting gilfs wet, fucking a milf. And you know what? A whole town rising up to say, fuck you, cops.
But if this is the Jesus parable,
yeah,
then aren't the townspeople supposed to persecute him and not want him to be bailed out?
Well, no, none of them are Jewish.
You were so quick with that. You.
Call me the quickest draw in the West.
I have a gun.
I have a gun!
What was your favorite part of this movie?
What was my favorite part of this movie?
Because I have my favorite parts.
I don't know. I'm not sure if it was like a scene I liked the most or like a certain part of the movie. I liked all the characters.
Yeah.
Like, I love that we have a gaggle of horny, like, gilfs.
Sure.
Who are just like, oh my God. I like the woman.
Lacey Chabert.
I like the character.
Sure.
I like the ridiculous cops, and I like the one cop who's reasonable and the crazy cop who should be dragged through the streets for being a fascist.
Okay. Can I tell you,
I like the snowman.
Okay. I'm truly Craig Robinson bothers me a little bit because I feel like if you dialed him down 5%, he would be he would blend into this movie way more. I just think he's playing it a little too thick, if that makes, like he's laying it on a little too thick.
I think that's part of it.
No,
because if he knows every time he's laying it on super thick, everyone else is responding like he's laying it on super thick, which would make the acting diegetic. And it's not like an out of movie. He's making this choice and the characters don't recognize it.
When he's with other characters, I agree with you. When it's just him and his partner or just him and Jack, it bothers me.
Well, it should. He's a fascist cop.
No, but I 100% agree with you that when the other characters are bouncing off of him, he feels more in the world. But when no one else is bouncing off of him, or they're also playing a cartoon-esque character alone.
You're cringing because you're looking at this man and you're like, this guy should be in a mental asylum. He's insane. Because he is. He is. His first idea of fingerprinting his name doesn't have prints is that he's a spy. He's nuts.
Yeah, I know.
He almost kills a man. Dude. They're like, we'll let the sheriff take care of this by going to jail?
He also flips far too quickly. Like, when the dude is dead and he gives the, I didn't know, I'm like, dude.
Look,
I didn't believe you.
When you are a black sheriff who's just killed an attractive white man in a town surrounded by angry white people, I think he flipped just as fast as he needed to.
You know what? Point taken.
Everyone in the town is saying he's doing the wrong thing, and he just killed an attractive white guy, and the mayor doesn't like him.
His own son gave him $10 to set the dude free.
Black on black violence. He's no support. He's no support.
I didn't think this would be the movie where you start to rant about race relations.
Black Frosty is maybe the most complex movie we've seen so far.
Hot Frosty?
Yeah, I mean, at least when it comes to race. Be honest, we're mostly watching movies about white guys.
That's true, huh?
Yeah.
We should do something about that.
It's not my place.
We already have our movies for this year settled, yeah. So let's. I'm gonna.
You're coming here to watch two straight white guys watch two white guy movies.
We do have blind spots, and honestly, we should work to fix that.
I don't have blind spots, man.
Yeah,
fucking Wakanda forever, dude.
You know, what were we talking about in the movie? Oh, yeah. I feel like when it was Craig Robinson acting against someone who isn't bouncing off of him, or who is also a cartoon character in this world, I feel like
they all are. They so readily, everyone just, the only one who isn't is Lacey, because she's the only person who's like, he can't be a snowman.
Yeah, that's everyone just believes, and their whole reasoning for believing it is it is Christmas.
To be fair, if I was in that situation, I'd probably be like, yeah,
I mean
he's a snowman.
That's a good explanation as any.
Look, he looks like the snowman that was here, and he's melting.
No, I gotcha.
His body temperature is below 30, and he's fine.
With three different
thermometers. I think he's a snowman. He's a hot snowman.
He's a hot frosty.
He's a hot frosty.
But yeah.
But not like in a Fabio way. He's got that kind of boyish look to him.
Definitely not in a Fabio way. I don't know if it's boyish. I think it is more himbo.
A himbo's gonna be, you can be a boyish himbo.
You can be a boyish himbo, but there's nothing.
I've noticed he looks more like a stereotypical like romance cover novel guy when he has a shirt off. But when he has a shirt on, so you're not like focused on that physique, and you look at him, you're like, oh, that's just a nice looking guy.
Yeah, I could be very wrong.
That looks like a guy women would want to fuck, and not what a man would think a woman would want to fuck. Which is like the Alpha Chad kind of deal. Like Flynn Rider from...
I also wouldn't describe Flynn Rider as boyish.
He's boyish. Boyish
to me is like border, not baby face, but like has baby face. Not like full on, but like just a little bit. Like you're a full grown adult. You look like a full grown adult, but you have like those like youngish features. That's what boyish means to me. I could also be very wrong.
I think you might be. Because I don't think it's.
That's just, yeah.
I didn't have a father, so I might be more tuned to these things.
Okay. But, like a himbo can be boyish, but a himbo isn't always like, not that a himbo can't be babyface, but like in my head,
you said like a statement that was true, and now you're like trying to expand on it. I don't know why you said a boy.
I'm trying to get to my next.
You said point. A himbo can be boyish. That is a true statement. And now you're trying to make it like a not all squares are rectangles argument. I don't know why it's.
But yeah, you know what? I think the point of this little segment right here is just to show that I don't know what boyish means.
You don't, no. Okay. It's because you're so hairy.
Yeah.
I don't think you've ever been boyish. You came out with a beard and then you shaved it.
Not, unfortunately. No, but this did come in at like 18, so like, and pretty consistent, not like full all at once, like in one sitting.
My Polish ancestry like didn't kick in until like 2020.
No, nah, I had a full beard at like 19.
Yeah, I visited my high school once just to see a teacher I was close with.
Yeah,
and the other teachers were like amazed that I had grown facial hair. Every single one commented on it.
That's awesome.
It's like, oh, you grew facial hair.
I've seen you with beard, not like. I've never seen you with, like, beard. I don't know if you've ever had beard, but I've seen you with, like, more than stubble.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you look good.
It doesn't grow up high enough for my taste.
It doesn't grow... You said high enough?
Yeah, because it needs to grow a bit higher, because it's very curly, as I am a Polish man.
Sure.
So it gets very out there, but then it's just kind of down here.
Okay.
I think it looks a bit silly.
Sure, that makes sense.
I'm too lazy to do proper, like, variable trimmings to make that work. So,
oh, yeah, I gotcha.
I only grew this because I was tired of shaving every day when I work from home. Like, why the fuck am I clean shaven? I work from home.
Yeah, that's fair. I will say outside, my favorite part of this movie is anything that takes place in the school about the dance.
Hey, do you love kids?
I do enjoy the, especially like these age kids where they can like have coherent thought.
And did you? I think it's a good scene also because you see him giving advice to them, much like one might on a mount.
Okay. Yeah.
He's a very wise man.
You're going with that?
Where did he learn this wisdom from? He's been alive for like a week.
The police officer.
No, the other wisdom about like the grief counseling.
I think. Where did that come from?
No, that came from God, buddy.
Oh my God. He learned everything from the television.
The scarf is red like the blood of Christ.
Oh, and it.
And he doesn't like the oven? Hell.
Okay, or he's a snowman.
And he's fucking ripped like every Jesus I've ever seen on a crucifix.
Do you think Jesus actually, I mean, probably was well built just because of physical labor you would have to do.
I think he was a short king.
You think he was a short king?
He pulled a prostitute.
Yeah, but that you could, so only short kings can
only hot catches can.
Okay, but what?
Someone has to fall in love with you so hard they quit their job.
What makes you think?
She stopped being a prostitute.
What makes you think he's short?
Because, like, the people of that area around where he's born, around, like, Nazareth at the time, were pretty, pretty short as a whole.
But, is short an actual measurement thing, or is it a relativity thing?
Like, relative even to the time, like, to the Romans. To other people of that time period, of the time period.
To other, like...
I'm sure if you went farther in the Middle East, you'd find people who are a bit taller, if that's what you're asking. Like, that was just an abnormal... Like, there's, like, the remains stuff where, like, they are abnormally short.
Okay. I just meant more, like, compared to other Nazarenes and, like, this immediate surrounding areas.
No, I'm not sure he was short for, like, the immediate surrounding areas, but for, like, the greater region.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. But nah, the school dance rules. You get to see like his.
Get to see her in a hot fucking dress.
You do.
I have to stress. I did not fall hopelessly in love with her. I would still love her though.
She, first off, he wasn't no slouch either. He looked good in that.
Yeah, scene. He's hot fucking frosty. Better.
She looked so elegant in that fucking, in that like red shape.
She could beat my eggs.
Okay. She looked very nice.
Fuck. I'd beat her eggs.
Oh my God.
I'm just so submissive. I immediately just bottom energy there. Can't even conceive of the proper pun because that implies I'm on top. God damn it.
But when they go and we're at the dance and like they go, he and the detective's kid, the sheriff's kid, what's his name? Max, I think they say his name once.
Like twice or just once. Yeah. It's
but they go walk up to their prospective dates and he like shows him how to dance after the police officer showed him how to dance. Like that was so sweet and so cute. If the entire movie just had that scene's energy, it would warm my heart so much. That scene specifically, him around the children and like him like just being a good old dude, like that warmed my heart. That made me very happy.
What do you think it's like the first time he fucks?
When?
Yeah, like
that night when the moment he becomes
when
human.
What do you think it's like when it's the first time he fucks? How do you think he's going through that?
How do you think Jack is going to interpret sex for the first time?
Like, what's he like the first time?
I have no concept.
With childlike wonder?
No, I don't think he does it.
I'm inside you, Kathy. No. Wow,
I don't.
You're so warm. This would have melted me.
No. I don't think it's like that. That is a good... That's not a good question. I can't even pretend.
They have to start slow. And it has to start with like a hand job and work its way up.
Yeah. Yeah, correct. I'm so sorry. I thought...
Is that like an established fact? You mean... Is that just what's supposed to happen?
I just looked at them and was like... Oh, okay. Like, they just right. have that... They have that energy.
Okay, they have that energy. What? I just thought you were saying that's like how the natural progression of relationships is supposed to go to know. I was dick in first. I can get the hand job like a year later.
Oh my god.
I found it wanting.
First of all, that generally is the natural progression. Looking for Alaska taught me what the bases are. The John Green book.
Hey, looking for Alaska. It's the one with the bus, right?
What?
It's the survival movie?
No, that's Into the Wild.
Oh, okay, never mind. I have no opinion
that's
on this movie.
Journalism. That's a journalist. All right. Book.
Okay.
No, Looking for Alaska is about a dude who goes to boarding school.
And it taught you your basis?
Yes.
A woman taught me mine.
I was like 14 and had heard of the bases, but I was also a very church boy and had heard of the bases, but didn't know what they actually were. And then I'm looking for
we lived such different lives.
Yeah,
that's furiously jacking off to porn at 14.
Okay, no,
as I think most boys were.
I'm trying. No, I probably wasn't consistently. It's, don't listen to this one, Mom. I probably wasn't consistently watching porn until like 18 17 18, and then porn still freaks me out.
I probably started like 12 13. I hope you're listening to this, Mom. She said she's listening now.
She said
I have to watch what I say. Like on Thanksgiving I was like, I've been working out, look how strong I am, and I squeezed the top of her head and she went ow. I went, yeah, right.
No, I had seen porn. Like, I knew what porn was. I had seen videos, but it didn't really like become a normal part of my life routine until about 18.
Is it a normal?
What?
Do you watch porn?
Not in years. I don't know when the last time it was. Four years ago, maybe?
Yesterday, I was thinking about doing it today on my lunch, but I decided to just nap longer.
Where were we? Are there any particular scenes that stick out to you?
It's hard to. Everyone's a gem.
Oh my god, no, they're not.
I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. It was better than I could put a bunch of movies we've seen on this podcast. Probably say it's better than.
I could maybe one or two.
And
go for it.
Is that we'll end the episode?
How this ranks amongst our movies we viewed?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll tell you how it ranks amongst the movies reviewed for me.
I'm good. Okay, it's not better than Asteroid City.
No, absolutely.
It's not better than Swiss Army Man.
No, it is not.
It's not better. It's better than Food Fight.
Yes.
Better than Summer Wars.
No, it is not.
Better than Summer Wars.
No, it is.
Better than Time Bandits. Not better than The Lighthouse. Not better than Secondhand Lions.
No.
Better than Don't Think Twice.
No.
Not better than Death of Stalin. Better than Orange County. Better than Hellfest. Not better than Troll Hunter. Better than Tusk. Not better than Trick or Treat. They're even.
This hurts. Just to know that you rank Hot Frosty.
I think
that high.
I think I enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed A Serious Man, which is to say a good deal. Not better than Man from U.N.C.L.E., better than The Town.
A Serious Man, to me, is a 10 out of 10. It's the only 10 out of 10 that we've watched this podcast for me.
If you said, which movie do you like more, I'm not sure I have an answer right off the bat.
That's fascinating. First off, I didn't know.
I could say that I would enjoy A Serious Man more as a piece of cinema and as a movie, as a man enjoying like film as an art. I like it more. But I think I had as good of time watching both.
I don't understand that in the slightest.
It's because you hate Christmas and I'm full of Christmas spirit.
I don't hate Christmas.
Look at my beautiful apartment with all its Christmas spirit.
It's a lot. It's nice. It's a lot.
It's the appropriate amount of Christmas spirit to have.
It's a lot.
hates Christmas, folks.
It's nice. It looks nice. It's also a lot. It is not better than Asteroid City. It is not better than Swiss Army Man. It is better than Food Fight. It is not even slightly better than Summer Wars. Time Bandits probably gets the edge out a little bit.
This movie understands pace.
It does not understand. It is not better. What?
This movie, Time Bandits, just has no concept of pacing.
Okay, but the highs of Time Bandits are better, and the lows of Time Bandits are better.
I don't think that's true.
Okay. It is not better than The Lighthouse. It is not better than Secondhand Lions. It is not better than Don't Think Twice. It is not better than Death of Stalin. It is not better than Orange County. It is not better than
Definitely Hellfest. Better than Don't Think Twice.
You're allowed to not like that movie. I love that movie a lot. It is not better than Trollhunter. It is not better than Tusk. It's about the same as Trick or Treat for me. It's not even,
which proved you hate Halloween, so we're I on don't,
no,
track.
It didn't. It just proved that you're willing to commit to a bit to the point where I get so frustrated that I lose it on
hates
mic. Oh my god. It is not even slightly better than A Serious Man. It's not better
You know,
than
I read on my science group. App that both of those movies are indicative of holiday spirit.
I hate the science app. The science app has entered the real world, and the bit needs to stop. I hate the science app bit so much. I hate it. I hate it. It's so annoying.
He hates science, folks.
Oh my
He hates
God.
Truth and factual information.
You're such an ass. It is not better than Man from U.N.C.L.E. It is not better than The Town. So
he's just like, I had to do so much application to get on this app.
And yet you won't show me anything about it.
Yeah, I'm not going to fucking break the fucking oaths and NDAs I signed. I barely got in because I didn't have a perfect ACT, only a 32, which I considered acceptable.
Do you have any more comments about this movie? I hate the science app bit so much.
Since I bet it's a news source.
Shut the fuck up. Do you have any thoughts on...
I bet both the main characters are really good kissers.
Yeah, probably.
And I might enjoy getting a hand job from her. It'd be a first, I don't know. I'd probably enjoy a hand job from him when he's like a snowman, because it'd be the wetness that's needed.
But it'd be so cold.
Yeah.
You're into that shit?
It might be. I don't know. I'm willing to try anything.
Okay.
Well, even a handjob from a man.
He's a good looking dude.
He's a good looking dude.
He is a good looking dude.
Doesn't have that masculinity I despise so much.
Is that what you mean by boyish?
I mean more in like his facial structure. He has a youthful charm. I mean, boys, like, he might not be carded some places, you know? It's hard to tell how old he is.
My final thoughts are, I didn't hate this movie. I didn't really like it, but it exists, and I'm happy it exists. I'm happy everyone got a paycheck. It had its moments, especially everything to do with the school dance.
One of the better looking Hallmark ladies too.
Yeah, Lisa Chabert.
Yeah, I think a lot of times they're like overdone in that waspy way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
And it looks like, look, I'm a hot lady on television, where this just looks like an attractive woman I could meet in the streets.
No, Lisa Chabert, she's a very beautiful woman.
She is.
Yes.
She is. And they don't do like all the talk of the artificiality. They don't do the weird like, I'm on the front of a Christmas card like look, you know?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, it took me half a second.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. She's the
She lead. Looks like an attractive woman, not an attractive model, which is like they do in a lot of Hallmark movies.
Yes.
Which is how I feel like with him when he has a shirt on, because without the shirt you think this guy has to be like a model or something. He's so ripped. But with the shirt on, he just looks like a really attractive guy, not necessarily a model.
I think it's because many times it feels like Hallmark is trying to skew younger with its leads, in that they just look like you're in the prime of you're supposedly like in your prime physique at like late 20s, early 30s. That like, that's just how like they just look like models, quote unquote, because it's like they're trying to capture
Sorry,
youth.
I was thinking about going to everyone I know in their late 20s and early 30s and be like, this is the best you're ever going to look your body right now.
Not, oh, but
the
on,
best.
But on average. You know what I'm saying.
On average, this is the best you'll ever look.
On average, it is when men tend to reach, like, peak, not even peak physique.
In Northern Ohio, swarms of suicides.
but
doctor said some asshole went around telling a bunch of people with body dysmorphia, this is the best you'll ever look. More at 9.
Lazy Chabert is the lead of the next movie we're going to watch. And I'm excited because my mother told me it's really bad and I'm so ready. I was also able to, on the telephone with her, predict what the movie was going to be.
Well, I'm glad we watched a good movie before this one.
We did not. We watched...
It's a great movie.
I will probably never watch this again. That being said, if you have it on, I will not even kind of complain. It's
a great movie.
It's a filler. It's a background filler movie.
This is a cuddling up with your loved one movie.
No.
Eating cookies and loving Christmas. Something you wouldn't know anything about.
Nah, my cuddle up movie, my cuddle up Christmas movie is Anna and the Apocalypse. So... Which I will be bringing next year for next December.
Is that a Christmas movie?
It is a zombie apocalypse High School Musical Christmas movie made in Australia.
Is it a Christmas movie or does it take place on Christmas?
No, it's a Christmas movie. It has a bunch of Christmas themes and like takes place in Christmas and there's a Christmas pageant and like she kills some zombies with a giant candy cane. Like it's a Christmas movie. Mm. Okay. But I'm excited. I'm pumped for next week. If you don't have any more thoughts, then just do socials, I guess. It's a short record, but like it's a pretty simple.
Yeah, it's a Hallmark movie. So if you want to write in to us, perhaps send us pictures of Cole that I will print out and give to the Grinch that is Harrison Poole. You can send those at twomenmoviepodcast@gmail.com. Please do PNG so I can properly resize them and perhaps put them in front of a picture of him and then hang them up all over his house. If you want to find us on Instagram, where I'm not going to do anything there, but you know, it's episode updates. We'll eventually do things there. When we have a following, I'll post a picture of Harrison each year with a Grinch filter on. You can find us at Two Men Movie Podcast at Instagram. You want to find us on YouTube? It's our episodes. It's better for listening, like if you're on like doing something on the computer. Two Men and a Movie at YouTube. That's the only where it's different. You can find us on like I guess Blue Sky. I've abandoned that pretty quick, but we're there.
You're off it now. You had to ban it.
I mean, we're there. I don't know. It was annoying.
Yeah,
it's annoying to. It's annoying.
Yeah,
you can't. You can't like. I can't figure out how to fucking schedule posts. So it's a little interruption in the general flow of how our social media goes.
Oh, sure.
If you want to find me on Instagram, I'm enjoying Christmas, having a great time, being full of cheer and laughter and love. You can find me at Midwest_magician.
Yeah, you can find me also enjoying Christmas.
Midwest Grinch.
You're an asshole.
My therapist says it's good to accept my flaws.
There's a difference between accepting
your flaws. I'm winning at therapy.
No, there's a difference between accepting your flaws and doing nothing to attempt to change for the better. There's a difference between coming to terms with, like, here are some, like, core pieces of who I am and...
Loves Christmas.
But that doesn't mean I'm not going to strive to
be better.
Loves
Christmas. Does not suffer the Grinch.
Is an asshole.
Suffers not the Grinch.
Okay. You can find me also enjoying Christmas, Harrison.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah?
I'm going to look at your Instagram, and if there's that Christmas joy on there, I'm going to bring it up in January.
Yeah, no, so now I got to actually take some photos? God damn it. But you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at harrisonpoole.com. That's PooleDotCom. Harrison spelled the normal ass way. Harrisonpoole.com. Thank you to Tristan Hofstetter for our theme music. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys get more mileage out of this than I did.
You will.
I hope you get as much mileage out of this as Matthew did.
And if you don't, maybe you should find your own hot frosty so you can learn to love Christmas again.
All right.
Kisses.
This is Matthew and Harrison's Two Men in a Movie. It's not what it sounds like.